Ours to Protect. Brought to you by Radio Nova, the IBI, and funded by Comisú Nomion with the television licence fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more information.
This is Jack O'Brien on Radio Nova, and this is the second part of our Ours to Protect feature on food waste. Last week we were looking at what percentage of our food is wasted. This week we're looking at ways to cut back on that waste and save money at the same time. I recently met up with Odile Lubbeluk from foodwaste.ie at the Environmental Protection Agency to find out what advice she has to offer.
Yeah, so in terms of food waste, we waste about 220,000 tonnes of food every year. And that's right. Food, you know, some of it, about 60% of it is potentially avoidable. So, it's not an insignificant amount that we actually throw away. And I suppose what we're trying to get across is this is food that could have been eaten. So what we're trying to do with our programme, StopFoodWaste.ie, is get people to make the most of their food. So in fact, it's not really about the waste, it's about the food and what we can do to make the most of it. And we would provide tips for people, reminders. None of it is really very fancy. You know, minding your food is actually quite simple, easy, but we just have to remember to do it. And what we like to say is reducing food waste is something you can do 3 times a day.
Okay, yeah. Very good, yeah.
It's our slogan.
Yeah. So so if that's the kind of, what percentage of food waste do you think a household would be thrown out of the food that they bring in?
We reckon the average household is wasting around €700 a year. So that's
okay.
Yeah, big. And that could be more. If you've got kids, it's probably a lot more than that. Yeah. You know, even if you're a small household as well, it can be quite challenging to buy fresh food for small households.
So
that's kind of an average estimate, but it depends on the household. And what we find people tend to say they waste the most, and none of this is really surprising, is bread, fruit, veg, and then leftovers is actually something that people throw, which shows we're full of great intentions. We keep leftovers in the fridge and then we throw them away a few days later. So, you know, it's just a stopgap to the bin, really. So part of our campaigns are just about reminding people when you do save leftovers, make a plan to eat them. Like, don't just put them in and not know what you're going to do with them. It could be for lunch the next day. Or if you're not going to get to them, put them in your freezer, not your fridge. And then you've got it for the following week, you know. So it's really just be a bit more conscious about these things. But like I said, bread, fruit, veg, no big surprise there are these things that we throw away.
There's almost a little joke when you're putting the thing into a bowl or something, into the fridge, and you're thinking, I know, I'm going to put it in there for 2 days and then we'll throw it out.
And then
but I feel better about it.
And this is the problem, we do. Mm. We kind of pat ourselves on the back. Yeah. Oh, but I kept the leftovers, you know, but we didn't use them. And similarly, you know, we often get a lot of people asking us, oh, but how long can I leave stuff in my freezer? You know, it's like, don't wait until you don't know whether you can eat it anymore. Like, eat it within a few months. Like, if you're going to put something in your freezer, yet again, make a plan to eat it and don't leave it, you know, for a year and then you throw it out because it's been there too long. So, it's something we get a lot. People are kind of maybe not confident about how long food stays fresh for. And that is our number one tip, actually, is don't tie yourself up in knots wondering, is it 3 days, is it 2 weeks, is it whatever? Just make a plan to use it quickly, you know. So on average, leftovers will stay in the fridge for 3 days. So if you're not going to use them within 3 days, pop them in the freezer. You can keep them for a couple of months in the freezer. Don't leave them for a year and then not know, can you eat it? So it's kind of, you know, not to worry about kind of food safety if you're managing your food properly, you know. And that's the key, is don't leave it indefinitely so that you're not confident in it anymore.
And the fridge, for example, is bigger than it used to be, so there's a lot of places for food to hide. Do you know when you put it into the fridge and you forget that you bought that, that's in behind the pot of jam or whatever it is.
And it is, that's actually one of the top things we say is before you go shopping, you know, there's all kinds of people. Like, some people love to plan and other people are like, life's too short for any of that, you know. So what we kind of say is, depending on the type of planner you are, at least know what food you need to buy and what food you have. They're two small things. And if you're way too busy even to know what food you have, take a picture of the inside of your fridge with your phone so that at least when you're going around the shop, you can see, have you got milk? Have you got, you know, are there two cartons of milk in there? You know, that kind of thing. So some people plan for the week. Other people, like, plan for 2 days. Do you know what you're having for dinner tomorrow night?
Tomorrow night, I'm not 100% sure, but we're going out this evening.
There
I know
you
that.
Go. Yeah. But, you know, but, even if it's not, even if a whole week is not what you like to do in your household, 2 days in advance, and that's where you know, actually, do you know what? I don't know what we're going to have, so we're going to have the leftovers that we put in the fridge yesterday.
Yeah.
You know, so it's just about being a little bit more conscious about the food. And, you know, what we tend to do is we go shopping every week, same day, same time, and we buy the same things, because that's what we buy, without any thought about whether we have them already or not. And, you know, we've other things going. And then often when you're buying food, sometimes it's, will the kids eat this, or, you know, all of that kind of thing. So sometimes it is just, you know, maybe don't just go into autopilot when you go to the shop. And
consciously,
like, you know, if you buy a packet of ham every week, it's just like, did we finish the ham last week? You know, I found in our house, I was buying a lettuce every week and nobody was using it. So you stop buying lettuce, you know.
Yeah.
And like that, it's just little things like, or go shopping every other week. Sometimes there's no challenge yourself to use what you have, you know, for another few days. So
yeah.
It won't be the same for every household. So I suppose that's what we're trying to do with stopfoodwaste.ie, is show people what they can do and let them pick what will work for them. And actually what we get people to do, the best thing you can do, is look at your food waste for a week. Look at what you're throwing away, what you're actually putting into the bin. Most people, you probably have a caddy in your kitchen now and then, it goes out into the brown bin. You know, even if you have kids, get them to do this, because kids love doing
this.
They love
that, yeah. They want to catch out.
Keep track of what it is, exactly, yeah. Start putting a little bit of money beside it, you know, kind of how much did that, you know, like if you buy a packet of ham, 5 slices, what, that's about £2.50, something like that, you know, throw away 2 of those slices, you know, that's already a euro. A little bit of milk, you know, food is expensive now. So just even that, and you might find, what do you actually throw away most? Like I said, a lot of people say it's bread, you know. So then just let's see if we can reduce throwing away bread. What will we do? Will we buy a smaller pan? Maybe we might freeze half of it, you know. I know some people are kind of, oh, freezing bread, it doesn't taste nice, you know, but some people don't mind that, you know.
Yeah.
Things like rolls and wraps, cut them in half before you put them in the freezer so they're easier to defrost when you need them. Roll up your wraps in the freezer. So, you know, things like that. So all of these things can be frozen. We've an A to Z of food on our website that gives you kind of the tips on where you can store them, how you can buy them better. That's maybe just pick bread and see, can you tackle that for 1 week, you know?
Okay.
And then if you can reduce that, then next, start looking at the next thing that you might be able. But yet again, it kind of gives you an idea. This is what we're wasting, and this is what we need to deal with in our house. So a bit like in business, where business have to kind of find the top things that you waste. And you don't have to be perfect. The whole point of this is, say you have a bad week, just start again.
Yeah.
You know, because I think that's what happens sometimes. We kind of, a bit like that, start, and we're going to go, oh, we're going to chart, we're going to have all our meals planned, you know, and we're going to have lists, and everything is going to be different. And like that just doesn't happen. So like I said, it's something you can do 3 times a day. So if you forget in the morning, do it, try it in the afternoon. And if you have a bad week, just start again the next week then.
And so if people are ready to make, if they're intrigued by this and said, we could make a few changes, we could save a few quid here, stopfoodwaste.ie.
That's it. So if they start with the website, we've got, and like I said, none of this is particularly complicated, but it's just that sometimes we just need, actually, do you know, I'm going to try that one thing. So go to the website, find out maybe, you know, one thing that you're going to do. It could be measuring your food waste, or it could be just, I'm just going to make a shopping list or take a picture of my fridge. Try it, and it'll become addictive then. Once you start to do one thing, you might actually, and as I said, get the kids involved, they love doing things like this as well.
So the other thing that I've kind of learned as I've gone through these programs, and every different stage of the environmental issues, everything's about moving back to a generation before and things that people did all the time.
Yeah.
So there's nothing new about this. It is kind of just going back to basics.
Yeah.
And not wasting your money.
And it is, you know, I suppose our lives have become so busy and so convenient that we've lost some of those, you know. But, and actually something that we always think is really, really nice, certainly for kids, is like, ask your grandparents, you know, even for a recipe to use up, like soup, you know, making soup out of leftover vegetables. Like that's something all our grandparents probably did, you know.
Yeah.
Whereas, you know, now, as I said, you'll probably find that everyone's out at work and everyone's too busy to do these kind of things. So sometimes just that, think back to the way things were and sort of when food was scarce as well, you know, and probably was even more valued. Maybe people were closer to the land, recognised what went into growing it as well, and kind of. So that's something nice as well, you know, visit a farm if you have a farm in your relatives or something. Understand a bit about how food grows and where it's come from. And I know kids learn that in school, but we tend to forget a little bit, you know. So I think, yeah, simple tips that our grandparents would have used in the past.
Odile Lubbeluck there from foodwaste.ie at the Environmental Protection Agency. That's it for this week on Hours to Protect on Nova. Next week we'll be back with the concluding episode on food waste, where we'll be looking at the concept of the refill store and how it can help us cut down on food waste, along with all the unnecessary packaging. That's Hours to Protect on Nova with myself, Traco Brainon, next Sunday morning after 7.
Ours to Protect is funded by Comisú na mBian with the television licence fee and is a partnership between Radio Nova and the IBI. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more.